speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, July 23rd, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It looks like there is some pushback in New York against tyranny of all places. We've got a billboard, actually not a billboard. It's something that somebody hung over an overpass. It's de Blasio laughing with a Che Guevara t-shirt, and he's holding the severed head of the Statue of Liberty, bleeding. Yeah, that's about right. And the cover of the New York Post shows a picture of Cuomo, angry, dressed up. There you go. There's a one of de Blasio. So that's the mayor of New York City. And then the New York Post has the governor of New York, Cuomo, as an angry dictator dressed up like a Central American dictator in a general's uniform. They call him Drinktator. Generalissimo Cuomo orders us not to buy food, orders us to buy food, not just chips at bar. And this is a response to, you know, first of all, you cannot go to a bar and get a drink. You got to go to a bar and get food, he said. So I said, all right, we'll start selling Cuomo chips for a dollar. Well, that doesn't qualify as food, he said. See, it never ends. This is the point, folks. This is why when Scott Adams said these freedom lovers are becoming indistinguishable from sociopaths. And now they're literally saying that about people who resist dictates and mandates about masks, about, buying food and so forth. Because, you know, if you buy chips with beer, then you are threatening grandma's life, according to the scientists and the experts and the politicians. Because, see, the politicians are the science experts on this. And you have to do everything that they say. It is arbitrary, total power. That's why I replied to Scott Adams' tweet. Yeah, freedom lovers becoming sociopaths? No, no, no. It's the pragmatists who are turning this into a totalitarian country where you dictate everything that anybody can do. I'm sorry, you can't go into a restaurant or bar and get a drink unless you buy food. And I will define now what the food is. It can't be chips. It's got to be something else. They're never satisfied. They will regulate everything about everything in your life. Every detail. That's what totalitarianism is. It's authoritarianism in every detail of your life. And we're seeing that now. And we're going to a new stage here with the masks. You may not have noticed it, but we've turned another corner this week because they continue. You know, as the number of deaths continue to fall during the summer, and they're very, very concerned that people are going to get fresh air and sunshine. You got to keep people in. And in Arizona, where they have the least mask mandates, they're having the best results. And they can't have that happen. They've got to keep this going. And so during the summer, they've got to step this up. They got to keep you inside. They got to keep you depressed. They got to keep a mask on your face. And now it's not just President Trump saying, oh, you got to wear it. Got to wear it. Now you have the second phase of the mask mandates, the force. The force is coming up. Now we're getting in Miami Beach. They're getting 39 police officers to harass and enforce excessive government rules. See, excessive police force begins with excessive rules like the masks. Things that people know are not necessary and that the government doesn't really have the authority to regulate in the first place. So we'll just add the police, and you don't want to do this. We'll give you the Eric Garner treatment for the mask. Now you really can't breathe, right? We'll be right back.
Three reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. The number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, July 3rd, 23rd, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 129, 129 days of America held hostage. And as I said, you know, the mask is getting tighter and tighter all the time. Not just over our eyes. I'm sure they'll put that over your eyes pretty soon, just like the Iranians did at the embassy. And oh, by the way, before we get into this, the alarmist headlines out there about the Chinese embassy in Houston. As I'll tell you where this is going. Every time it's a major fourth turning, we always have massive economic changes, societal changes, and so forth. Unfortunately, it is frequently accompanied by war. The last one was the Great Depression, World War II. And why is that? Well, because when things get dodgy, politicians like to deflect elsewhere. And the way they do that is to create a foreign enemy. And so you have both China and America, both of them, itching for a fight. When you look at what's going on at the Chinese embassy in Houston, newsflash, you heard it here first. Embassies are spy headquarters, okay? Especially for the U.S. and especially for China. That's where all the spies are. Second news flash of the day here. They heard it here first. When you have your embassy being, when they have it surrounded and saying you've got spies in there and so forth, and you think that they're going to come into the embassy, what do you do? You remember, you know, we start out by talking about the American embassy being taken over in Iran, if you've seen any of the movies about that or any other movies about embassies who are under attack. Like Benghazi or what is the first thing that they do in Benghazi or Tehran or in Houston when the host country is starting to get concerned about the embassy and the embassy is getting concerned about their security? They burn everything. So you got all these stories. Look at this. They got massive bombs. They're burning document after document. Yeah. It's a spy center. That's what you do in a spy center. That's what American embassies do when they are surrounded and, difficult. And so, yet another indication of how both America and China are moving toward a war. But that's the part of this that is very troubling. But there's a war going on against Americans. Make no mistake about it. Wars begin, as I've said before, with sanctions. The lockdown was the sanctioning of the middle class and of small Main Street businesses by the well-heeled, politically connected elite, the national retail chains, the Walmart-supported retailers, who are having a field day. They're having record sales. That was the big point that was evidently lost on Sean Hannity that Tucker Carlson was talking about. You know, when you look at these retailers like Walmart, the big grocery store chains, they want to keep this crisis going as long as possible because it's been big, big business for them. They're not concerned about your health. Corporations are never concerned about your health. That's what we were talking about yesterday. about 5G and vaccines. By the way, had a an engineering professor, a PhD in electrical engineering, teaches at a university. He sent me some concerns he had with that story yesterday, so I'll talk about that as well, full disclosure about that. I'm not an expert on everything, and we'll talk about that as well. But, you know, when we look at studies and we look at experts, I saw this today, Reuters saying, staying home and wearing a mask weakens the immune system. Oh, that's partly false, they said. Oh, okay, so here's how Reuters does a fact check. They said, well, staying at home weakens your immune system. Okay, well, that's partly true. Partly true? They go on to say, research has found, and we all know this, loneliness, isolation, social isolation, creates things like impaired immunity, depression, poor sleep quality, poor cardiovascular health. We know this from research. We know this from experience. Look at the drastic increase in suicides. Amongst the elderly, a 600% increase in suicides. It's not just COVID that's killing the elderly. It's social isolation and things like that. They're looking at this and saying, well, I'm in my 70s or 80s. They're going to keep this thing lasting for 2 years. I may never have any contact with anybody on the outside again. May never see my family, have any contact with them again. Who knows what they're thinking? And we had Elizabeth Hurley's divorced husband, who had $600 million in the bank. He could have bought all kinds of stuff on Amazon. Yeah, send that too. I'll take one of each of these things. he was so depressed that he committed suicide. Jumped out of the penthouse apartment. Yeah, money can't buy you much of anything of value. But anyway, then they go on to talk about staying at home. They do not mention in this, by the way, they do mention, well, you know, you're not getting any exercise, poor cardiovascular health and poor sleep quality. They don't mention vitamin D and sunshine, that correlation between those two. I mean, that is very well established. As a matter of fact, at the onset of this, you had scientists at both the CDC and the NIH who were coming out and saying, it was the former head of the FDA, came out along with a scientist at the NIH, both of them saying it's very well established that sunlight creates vitamin D, and vitamin D is not going to kill any coronavirus, including COVID-19. But you need to have sufficient levels of vitamin D in order to have a healthy immune system to fight this. And so make sure that you get sunlight or you get supplementation. But, of course, they don't mention that in the Reuters fact check. And then they go on to say, well, wearing a face mask weakens the immune system. Well, that's absolutely false. Now, it was totally true that staying at home and staying inside weakens your immune system. No doubt about that. Weakens your mental health as well. But then to say that wearing a face mask weakens the immune system, you know, depriving yourself of oxygen and increasing carbon dioxide, keeping, wearing a dirty thing on your face, which most people do because most people do not follow the correct procedures. They touch it, then they touch their face and so forth, adjusting it. Again, medical professionals, I read you the story yesterday when politics was not involved back in 2001. They talked to the doctors in Australia. A large number of them, even 20%, didn't wear them in a surgical theater. They said, yeah, this is just tradition. And it's got its own downsides with this as well. And so it's not something that needs to become a religious ritual like they're making it now. And they're making it not only a religious ritual, but they're literally going to stone you if you don't follow their orders. This is where we are right now. This is the next phase. First, it's a suggestion. Then it's an executive order. Then it's like, do it or I'm going to kill you. And that's where we are right now. It only took a day for President Trump to cave on this to the mob and to the globalist, to join the globalists on this issue. It took about a day. And then Washington, D.C., now Drudge Report is proudly proclaiming that they put out a $1,000 fine for not wearing a mask and said, and we're investigating President Trump because he's been out frequently without a mask. Now, they won't do that to him. But believe me, They will use it for political advantage. And he, this is why he's not playing 4D chess. He goes along with these people as part of a PR appeasement. And then they turn it around. Every time he tries to appease these people, they shove it into his face even more. And when he puts on the mask, they shove it down his throat. And rightfully so. Weak, ineffective leadership. Going along to get along. He's become a flip-flopping politician, if ever there was one. President investigated for violation. You know, for a few moments yesterday, you had Drudge and the President Trump on the same page about masks. You know, Drudge was saying, yeah, here's a new mask from MIT, and you can, you know, this is going to be the wave of the future. Didn't take long for them to shove it into his face.
Ultra 12 is already our overall number one bestseller. Ultra 12 is twice as strong as Secret 12 for an even lower price because I signed a huge multi-year contract to guarantee to buy a ton of it. And my bet ended up to be successful so far. Folks are ordering it in mass. They're getting great responses. They're giving us incredible reviews because we know what vitamin B12 of this type does, taken under the tongue where it's more absorbable. It supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, help the body produce more energy, help produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function, and so much more. You can take all the energy drinks and they won't do anything if you don't have the basics already in your body, like vitamin B12. Whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in Japan or the United States, Ultra 12 is the best vitamin B12 you're going to find out there. It's uber absorbable, and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Been on air 26 years. Starting about 24 years ago, I began to get calls from major Hollywood directors, producers, actors. They wanted to meet with me, and they said, what is your formal education? And I said, well, really, nothing but a few years of college. They said, well, how are you one of the best science fiction or cultural writers we've ever heard? The stuff you come up with is just unbelievable. We'd like you to be in movies. We'd like you to write with us. We'd like you to do voiceovers. You're just a renaissance man. And folks know I was in some movies, and Harry Shearer made statements like that and a lot of others. I'm not bragging. And I kept explaining to him. I said, do you understand? I didn't come up with any of this. I'm reading globalist MIT white papers and futurist documents. And they would just laugh at me and say, oh, no way. Then I would give them the documents. They would get very, very scared. You know, the next time I saw them in a few months and say, man, you're right. This is dystopic. Folks, I didn't make any of this up. Okay, it's real. It's real.
Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's coming. They're going to give you the full Iranian embassy hostage treatment coming up. They may give you the Eric Garner treatment as well in Miami. But as we look at these fact checks, we have, and we'll have a fact check on the story yesterday about DNA and its susceptibility to 5G and so forth. So Reuters has got, you know, another article here. COVID-19 symptoms are not always mild, so forth, right? And then, you know, we have a flawed testing system. Oh, no, they say. No. We have, and this is what they're rebutting, the statement that the PCR test, that's the polymerase chain reaction test, widely used in detecting COVID-19, PCR identifies substances qualitatively, not quantitatively. That's true. Detecting genetic sequences of viruses, but not the viruses themselves. As reporters at Reuters previously reported, this is a feature of the test that has been misidentified as a flaw. Who misidentified that as a flaw? The person who invented the test. Don't listen to them. Instead, listen to a public health official who told Reuters, molecular diagnostic tests such as real-time PCR are the gold standards for testing. So don't listen to the person who did the test. Listen to the public health official, the unelected bureaucrat, and listen to Reuters because they're the ones telling you what's true. They're the experts, not the person who invented the PCR test. So just shut up. I mean, it's established fact. It's just like global warming or anything else, right? If you question them, you are a psychopath and you need to be put down, locked up, fined, punished. And that's where we are right now. That's the phase that we're at right now. So the question is, who are the experts? When I read the report yesterday, a report that was put up on National Institute of Health about questions about the health issues that might be correlated to coronavirus because of 5G. And again, as I've said all along, I have two issues with 5G. One of them, there is absolutely no question about, and that is that this is the infrastructure for tyranny. It's already been done. This isn't a large test has already been conducted by the Chinese. And we have reported on this for years. This is not a conjecture of how this might be abused by people who have no restraints on their power. And let me tell you something. The people here in America, in Washington, have no restraints on their power. If you think otherwise, you're not paying attention as they mandate masks and do anything that they wish to you. Even as the death rates in the summertime is going, they say, well, we got more cases now. Why do you have more cases? Well, because they have tested millions of people with this. As President Trump pointed out yesterday, we've tested more people than India. India's got way much larger population. They've got about four times the number of people that we do. And we have tested more people than India has. If you test more people, you're going to get more results. As a matter of fact, if you've got a PCR test and things like that that are being misused from the way that they were designed, then you get the situation like in Connecticut, yet another study about this. Connecticut State Lab, this is not the private lab, this is now the state lab. I talked about the private lab yesterday, how they had inflated the number of positive cases at one private lab. They'd inflated the number of cases by 237%. Now, Deborah Birx, trying to do a CYA, said, yeah, we might be inflating this by as much as 25%. No, multiply that by a factor of 10. 237% at that one private lab. Now we have the Connecticut State Lab, and they find 90 false positives out of 144 coronavirus tests administered in mid-June. That's a 62.5% false rate. And why are they looking at this now, a month later? It's because they have held these to be released during the summer when they expected the cold and flu season to decline as it always does. And so now they're releasing the numbers. Now somebody looked at these and found they were 62.5% false. Does that sound like a gold standard to you? Maybe some of the gold standards that the Chinese had where they take a slug of metal and paint it with gold. That's the kind of gold standard that's being sold on these PCR tests to you by Fauci and these other people. And so at the same time that's happening, we'll see articles like this. Well, the infections are really probably about 10 times greater than reported cases, says a study done by the CDC. Now, why is that the case? Well, because they're just making estimations. When we look at the actual data, we find that they're overstating it by a factor of 10, not understating it by a factor of 10. We get isolated things on that, but, you know, would you rather have some isolated test results that are looked at in detail, or would you rather have broad-based estimates and projections? All right, so let's talk real quickly. I want to give this to you because I got this from a PhD in electrical engineering who teaches at a university. I won't mention who it is. I don't want to mention his name here in case he doesn't want to have that there. But he has a couple of issues with the study. And look, science is never settled. And we should always be able to question this stuff, both sides of this. As a matter of fact, some of the stuff that you'll see on the Drudge Report between 2 days, right? We have one story that came out yesterday saying that every person has a unique defining brain signals that are unique to that individual. Then today we have one that says, well, we have the same kind of connectomes as all mammals. All mammals are exactly the same. So are we unique or are we all the same? Same not only as all humans, but all mammals are the same. You know, because all mammals have four limbs. So therefore, this indicates that we all just happen by random chance, that there's no designer. Yeah, well, you know, you might want to take a look at the DNA before you jump to that kind of conclusion. All animals, you know, plants as well have DNA. Maybe there is a common designer that has a design as part of all this. That's evidence of intelligence. And the beginning was information. And that means that there has to be an intelligence behind that information. But you get these types of stories. One day it's this, one day it's that. One day you don't eat eggs, the next day you got to eat eggs. They're good for you. Don't eat butter, eat margarine. No, don't eat margarine, eat butter. So when we look at this, professor is saying that one of these authors, now, the thing that got my attention, and again, I did not read, he said, if you'd read this further, you would see that, you know, the modeling and the assumptions don't really hold up. However, when you look at the, I was looking at it quickly and said, well, this is coming from a couple of different universities that are working on hard science. There is a third individual there, they points out, is a psychiatrist, which really wouldn't have anything to say in this particular field. And he's absolutely right about that. That's outside their area of expertise. And we're out of time. I'll talk about this when we come back. Stay with us.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95, you get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
There are a lot of signs that people are really waking up to the new world order and global government. But one of the biggest is privacy pouches. I've been selling these for more than 10 years. In the old days, they weren't 100% effective. Now they are. They're little bitty, lightweight Faraday cages that small phones and even large cell phones fit into very, very comfortably and then slip right into your pocket. And these things work great. That way, you're not tracked. You're not traced by government, by big corporations, by big tech, by hackers, by criminals. They're selling your data. They're using it against you. AI uses this to be able to predict the future, manipulate markets. It's critical that everyone stop going around with your cell phones being naked. Well, I got to tell you, normally we probably sold a couple hundred a month. We're selling upwards of 1,000 of these a day. Plus, we have a good unit, and it's also a good price. We have it in four different colors. It's the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. People are really waking up. I'm seeing it all over the news that folks are aware of this and are now using these. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vicki Gibbs, 57-year-old lesbian preacher in Houston, went in with a cough, got intubated, and then died. And as soon as I saw her face, as soon as I saw the report, I said, watch, it'll be intubation. We know what's going to happen. It's a blue city, same story yet again. And they say her heart gave out. If you put somebody on a breathing tube with COVID-19 as a death sentence, it's on record. Warn everyone you know before they go into the hospital and get killed. Why are almost all the deaths happening in blue cities and blue states? It's because they intubate them, putting a tube in their lungs, and COVID-19 is causing an autoimmune response. And if you do that with oxygen, the doctors are on record saying it will kill you. But all these doctors in blue cities and blue states follow their orders. And the minute I saw this report today, I knew what I would be reading. Don't end up like Vicki Gibbs. Warn everyone.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. I wanted to get some of the comments that President Trump made yesterday to a Fox News doctor that went to interview him about coronavirus, about vaccines, about other treatments, and when this is ever going to end. And so we got those clips. We're also going to be talking about federalizing the police as we look at the escalation of rules about everything and how they're now starting to, now the teeth are starting to get, starting to growl. The fangs are coming out in terms of the mask regulations. Yeah, their mask is coming off and the fangs are coming out. We're going to take a look at how they're starting to use force, because this is training folks for what they're going to do with vaccine mandates. At first, it'll be rolled out gradually to some people. It'll be mandated for people in the military, healthcare workers. Some businesses will start mandating it for you to have a job. And then as it goes on, they will start suggesting that everybody get it. We've got enough now. Everybody should be getting this. If you are a holdout, they will start to punish you. And some of them have said, well, we don't want to do it by laws because, you know, then that's going to invite due process challenges. What they're doing right now, I think, with these mask regulations, they're seeing if you are going to challenge them along due process lines. And if you don't, they're going to come after you with laws about vaccines. Otherwise, they're going to use this as pressure to say you can't have a job, you can't buy groceries, you can't eat anywhere, you can't travel, you can't go to school, you can't do anything unless you've got your immunity passport. And this has been in the works from the very beginning. I showed you that picture that was sent to me about, oh yeah, we'll do a daily test for people, and we will give them an armband, let them travel. And then they have openly talked about immunity passports. And so all of this and the contact tracing, all of this really does tie back. It's all tied together because this is all part of a process that has been in design for decades. The smart cities, they want to have this all in place by 2030, and they're well on the way. And the infrastructure for all of this is 5G. It's one of the things, one of the key technological components that ties together this high-tech tyranny. And, you know, technology is a great thing. I like technology. And for a while, technology looked like it was actually freeing us. But I think what they were doing was they were letting it run unregulated. Hey, it's free to use, and you can do anything you want to on the internet. You can say anything you want. We're the free speech wing of the Free Speech Party. We are the public square. Come on into Twitter and Google and all these other places. All the information everywhere is available for you. Everybody comes in, and then clang. A couple of years ago, the gates start closing. And now they're starting to tighten the screws down. You know, for the longest time, when I was in college, we had limited access to you had limited access to information because you had to get books and so forth. You had to go to libraries and so forth. It was hard to find things compared to the internet. And you had limited access to computers. When I was, they'd just gotten rid of slide rules when I started, fortunately. So I didn't have to mess with that. We had calculators. That was great. But we didn't have personal computers. We had to use CPUs. That were shared by multiple universities, and not only by the students, but they were also shared by the accounting departments and other things like that for overhead. And so it was very centralized. The control was very centralized, and you were the one who was waiting on the computer. And then personal computers came out. They got to be very prevalent, as we all saw, and that was a very freeing thing. And at the beginning, we thought that cell phones, that really tiny personal computer, was going to be a freeing thing. And now we've learned how they've used that as a Trojan horse to spy on us. And see, the problem is that the technology makes this possible, and there is nothing put in place that restricts them. They believe that the Constitution no longer exists. They act as if it does. They will swear allegiance to it as a condition of office. That is just a dead tradition. But they don't pay any attention at all to the Constitution. There are no legal restraints on what they do, and there is no ethical or moral restraint on what these people in Washington do either. And under that kind of a situation, as they continue to concentrate wealth and power by the use of technology, you should be very concerned about where we're going with technology. And that's always been my concern about 5G. That in and of itself should stop it. But there are serious and legitimate concerns about health issues. And I talked about that a paper that was just released. And again, they could put that paper up on NIH.gov without it having been reviewed, I'm sure. Here's a review from an engineering professor, a PhD. He says, first of all, the authors are not engineers or physicists. One of them is a psychiatrist. I mean, it looked like two of the institutions looked like technical institutions that were reviewing it. Nevertheless, he looked at their credentials. I just got the thing and looked at it. But he said they have no previous publications that would demonstrate any EM expertise. So this is outside their areas of expertise. And he said, secondly, their calculations are laughable. For example, you can't use near-field expressions to model far-field effects. Now, this is something that, as I've seen some of the animations about how this works, and I may be wrong. I mean, this could be the fact that it is simply listening and not necessarily directing the beams to you. But when I have seen presentations of this, not this particular one, but some other ones, animated cartoons. They talk about how they have multiple receivers, their line of sight, and so they may just be passing off within the system who is communicating with you and talking to you. But what I saw was multiple systems hitting you at once. And when he's talking about near-field versus far-field effects, it's the idea that if you got an antenna, that the radiation is going to decrease, is inversely proportional to the distance. It decreases by a square as you move away from it. So you move, twice as far as one quarter of the radiation and so forth. And that's just a characteristic of a single point radiating things out. But if you've got multiple, and maybe it's just listening. Maybe it's not directing the beams at people. But if it is directing the beams at people, that is a different thing than just a, far field effect. And it also is a concern because now you are very close to, these things are going to be put 50 feet apart. And so now you're going to be living in an antenna cluster. And these distinctions, in my opinion, between near field and far field start to go away when you got an antenna every 50 feet. We've seen some very serious concerns about healthcare where there are antenna clusters. There have been several documented cases about cancer clusters in areas like apartment complexes or schools where they put antenna clusters of older types of cell phone towers. And the reality is we don't really know how this much, much higher frequency, it is qualitatively different, and we don't really know. And when we look at things like COVID-19, again, this may just be an outlier. But going back to the middle of April, coronavirus patients were reporting strange new symptoms, fizzing, sensation, burning on their skin. Very severe, they said. Now, that was one of the things that they were talking about in this particular paper. Said neurologists still aren't sure if it's our body's response to the virus or the virus itself causing the feeling. It's reported widely by mainstream media back at the beginning of April. We don't really know. So there's a lot we don't know about this, and that's the whole point. We're not testing it before we roll it out, just like the vaccines. We're not testing it before we roll it out. We have radically new technology. 5G is radically new technology in terms of its close proximity to us. And in terms of the frequency, just like Moderna's vaccine is radically new because it messes directly with RNA. And we're doing all this at once. And we don't know how the two of them are going to interact with each other either, do we? But no problem, because the government wants control over your life and the corporations want profits. So let's just forget about any effects on you and your privacy or your life.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style, total net surveillance, censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history, that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Bern, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuboforce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Told you how Reuters is pushing back and saying, we have been told that you can't use PCR testing. It is qualitative, not quantitative. But we don't have, says a public health expert that they had, and they also quoted The Atlantic as if they are health authorities as well. So you have a government health bureaucrat and The Atlantic and then Reuters telling you, no. We say that's the gold standard, and we don't have any studies that prove it isn't the gold standard. Well, problem is that the person who invented PCR tests, Kary Mullis, got a Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1993 for inventing the PCR tests. And he said that it was not applicable to it, right? He said, you can't use it for this. So don't believe the guy who got the Nobel Prize for inventing it. And he can't weigh in on this because he died last year at the age of 74. But he was very clear about it. Very clear about it. And there was even a New York Times article after the a previous pandemic that was pushed by Fauci. And, of course, he's pushed many pandemics falsely in the past. In 2005, he pushed the pandemic button for another SARS. And in 2007, the New York Times went back, did a postmortem, and said, faith in quick test leads to an epidemic that wasn't. But see, the thing is that Fauci didn't shut the whole economy down with that. He just told everybody it was an epidemic, sold a lot of vaccines for his friends, but he didn't shut down the entire economy. And he used a PCR test at that time. And here we are, 13 years ago, the New York Times agreed with the inventor of PCR technology and said, yeah, it was a quick test and it gave us bad results. But, you know, now today everything is different, right? Everything is different. And so the labs in the U.S., writes AP, are buckling amid a surge of testing. World virus cases top 15 million. Dr. Tom Frieden, former director of the CDC, said there's been an obsession with how many tests are we doing per day? And it's not just that. As we pointed out, they're curating tests, pulling out tests from months ago. They saved them, you know, so they could pull them out during the summer. They're double counting people. They're counting people who have antibodies. And they're looking at the PCR test, again, misusing it. And then they're also taking people who have antibodies who don't necessarily have symptoms, or maybe they've had it in the past. They're counting them as well. That was a big issue in both the U.S. and the U.K. Even the media reported that. But then, of course, they're also doing the type of thing where they will test people one day in a hospital setting, and then they'll test them again the next day. They test positive each day, and every day that they test them, they add them to the count. So it's rigged in many, many different levels. Nevertheless, let's go to what happened with Fox News, because they sent down a doctor to interview President Trump, and you'll see them standing like 12 feet apart because they didn't want to wear masks for the interview. I want to play for you. Let's do a video clip three first before we get to the interview. Let's talk about Fauci, because he's telling everybody that this is not going to go away. This is COVID forever, because this is his ticket to power. Here's Fauci talking about how it's not going to go away. Video clip three.
It is so efficient in its ability to transmit from human to human that I think we ultimately will get control of it. I don't really see us eradicating it. I think with a combination of good public health measures, a degree of global herd immunity, and a good vaccine, which I do hope and feel cautiously optimistic that we will get. I think when you put all three of those together, I think we will get very good control of this, whether it's this year,
it's not control
year,
of back. It's not I'm control not certain, of COVID. It's control
but I think
of you.
Ultimately, with a combination of good public health measures and a vaccine, that we may not eradicate it, but I think we will bring it down to such a low level.
Oh, I guarantee
that
you,
we will
they
not
will
be
never
in the
eradicate
position
it.
That we're in right now for an extended period of time.
This is going to be a way to force you to get the flu vaccines that they've been pushing. And so you're going to have to get your flu vaccine every year. Oh, I'm sorry. The COVID it ain't going away. You got to, don't want to have to shut you down again. Now you go get your COVID. You want a job? You want to go to school? You got to get your COVID. And so that takes us to, President Trump, and his comments to the Fox News reporter. Let's play video clip number one first.
Mr. President, great news today on vaccines again.
Yes.
Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, 100 million doses being purchased by the federal government for $2 billion.
Nice? $20 each.
It seems like therapeutics and vaccines are really proceeding at a major speed.
They are.
Oh, isn't that great?
Very well. I watch you all the time, and I watch you're almost like my guide to this because, frankly, you really have a good take on it. You know how important it is.
And guess what? Pharmaceutical companies pay for Fox News,
well,
too.
And therapeutics. I mean, you tell me, but I almost would prefer the therapeutics even first. You go into the hospital, you make people better. But we're doing very well with remdesivir and other things. The steroids are turning out to be great. Plasma is
turning
out
to be really
good. Notice how
he avoids HCQ?
We've made tremendous progress, and I think that's why you see the death numbers. It's a horrible thing to say, but that's why you see the death numbers really looking much better.
More on vaccines. I'm concerned about vaccine compliance in this country. 30% of people have said they wouldn't even take this vaccine. As commander-in-chief and leader of the free world, would you consider being one of the first to take this vaccine to send a message to the American public?
Well, you know the way it works. If I'm the first one, they'll say, he's so selfish, he wanted to get the vaccine first.
See, and then everybody needs it.
Say,
everybody
hey,
wants it.
That's a very brave thing to do. I would absolutely. If
he's
they
become
wanted
a pharmaceutical salesman,
right,
Trump
first,
has.
Or I take it last, Mark.
Just like these
you
Fox shills.
If I take it first, I'll be... Either way, I lose on that one, right? If I take it first... And if I don't take it, they'll say he doesn't believe in the program. But whatever I think is best, whatever we all agree is best, I would certainly do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll do whatever you guys tell me to. Ask your pharmaceutical companies what they want me to do, and I'll do what they want me to do. I'm here. I'm your Huckleberry. Okay. I'm here to sell pharmaceutical drugs, just like Fox and CNN are there to sell pharmaceutical drugs. And so they send this guy to push. Remdesivir. That's right. He's gotten the message. He's Fauci's man. He's Fauci's sock puppet at this point. Don't talk about anything except Remdesivir. The big problem with remdesivir, we just don't have enough of it. It's not that it costs a fortune. It's not that Fauci has pushed it for every one of his fake pandemics pushed it for HIV as well. And never got it off the ground. Now he's got it off the ground. Boy, this is working like clockwork. Let's play one more clip here. Video clip number two.
It's highly political. And the Democrats are using it,
really it
for political reasons and political purposes. And it shouldn't be. This should be a team effort. But regardless, to a certain extent, it is what it is. It's going to burn out, but we're going to have vaccines. We're going to have therapeutics. Some of the therapeutics that we already have are really working well. The remdesivir, the hard part is getting so much of it. The steroid work. And I mean, I must tell you, you know, some of the things that are happening are incredible. They're saving a lot of lives. But we're going to have, in a short period of time, we're going to have some really good therapeutics. We're also going to have some really good vaccines.
Yeah, really good. We're going to have them. We're going to fund all of them. As a matter of fact, you got an idea with this Pfizer vaccine deal that they did yesterday. $20 a dose. $20 a shot. No one of these guys are pushing it. And, of course, because of Fauci, they don't have any liability for any damage that they do to people. Operation Warp Speed people said, hey, you know, I know that with all these different ones that we're funding, we're going to find something that is safe and effective. You know, we don't know which ones, but we'll send them all out to you and we'll conduct a massive human experiment on all Americans. Yeah, that's what America First means, right? Means we get our shots before everybody else. And it's such a valuable thing. President Trump, yeah, I would love to get the shot first for you guys, but should I get it first or should I get it last? I'll just let you guys tell me what to do because they're calling the shots, literally. Shots for everybody going around. Look, if you want to try to protect your health, if you want to keep independent media on, we have extended now the Christmas in July sale through the end of July. We have things like Bod Ease to fight inflammation, natural, safe, and effective turmeric and many other ingredients selling out now. 50% off. BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Many products, BioTru Selenium, 50% off. Free shipping, store-wide, double Patriot points. You'll get discounts in the future. We really do appreciate your support at InfoWarsStore.com.
Much of the United States bureaucracy, all of Hollywood, and most of our media is under international banking control. The United Nations was set up by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers on record to carry out this operation. Now, under the guise of medical security, they're bringing us medical tyranny. Then we see much of the federal government, the Democrats, the Republicans, all saying, except for Trump and a few people, that we need a nationwide force mask mandate to make everyone wear a mask. Even though just months ago, we had the Surgeon General and others say, don't wear a mask. It's all a fraud. Now they say you must wear a mask. It's a sign of slavery. It's a sign of submission. I know you as listeners understand that. But we need sheriffs and county commissioners and city councils and others to stand up and say, we are sanctuary cities for reality and for state and local sovereignty against the globalists. This isn't the federal government taking over. It's the UN through the federal government, and we as American citizens must say no.
You can't make this stuff up. A consortium of the UN, WHO, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, and of course the Clinton Global Initiative, headed up by Chelsea Clinton on the board, are in control with Apple and Google with a hidden app on all phones that you cannot turn off to track and trace everywhere you go. They claim for COVID, but of course it's really the Chinese Communist Social Score rollout. These people are sick, filthy criminals, and they want total control over society with the official global ID system. That's why it's called the Clinton Global Initiative. But you can fight back with the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. Little Faraday cages, little envelopes, put your phone in it, and these dirty, scumbag, fascist pieces of garbage can't get all that data and rape you with that data. Rape your privacy. Tell the rapist Clintons go to hell and get your privacy pockets in InfoWars Store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
mainstream propaganda. This is the David Knight Show.
Newsweek. Now, if you don't wear a mask, you are a narcissist and a psychopath. You're not an individualist. You're not focusing on individual liberty. You are part of, you suffer from collective narcissism. That's what psychologists at Newsweek are telling people now. And, of course, this is being promoted by the Drudge Report, many other places. What did people say about wearing masks in the 1918 pandemic? Oh, it sounds familiar, says the Charlotte Observer. They said, it was killing everybody, and they told people to wear cloth masks. And, of course, that stopped all the death, didn't it? Oh, no, it didn't. It didn't. It stopped when people got herd immunity. They didn't have a vaccine either, did they? No, it kind of stopped naturally. It's called herd immunity. Real herd immunity without a vaccine. Because, see, vaccines can't give you herd immunity because they can't convey lasting immunity. You have to have lasting immunity in order to have herd immunity. The concept of herd immunity was put out there way before they started talking about, vaccines. And Farr's Law goes back to 1840. That's where the bell curve comes from. So whenever a population is hit with something that is new or novel, like a novel coronavirus funded by Fauci and these people, then you have a response to that. You're going to have an initial response. A lot of people dying. That's why the curve goes up. And then people who are in better shape will start to adapt to that. They'll get immunity to that. And that's the way the curve starts to drop. And that's what happened in 1918. They weren't saved by the masks. Sorry, media. You're lying to us again. And you're continuing to falsely equate this with a 1918 epidemic. I've shown you the government's own statistics showing that here in Texas, the case fatality rate for COVID-19, according to government statistics that they have cooked up, presuming that people died from it, when they don't even know that they died with it. But even with those numbers, they show that flu, the last 2 years, flu killed 3 to 4 times more people. 1 year, 3 times more. The other year, 4 times more people than they say COVID did. And it's greater even this year. Even this year, they show more people dying from flu than from COVID-19. That was another thing that Trump was doing. He says, yeah, I never knew anybody that died from the flu, but I've known a couple of people who died from COVID-19. Perhaps President Trump, if you looked at it more closely, you might find that some of your elderly friends who died from this might have died from the ventilators that they were put on in the hospital. I don't know. He goes, yeah, he went in and, they put him in the hospital. All of a sudden, boom, he's dead. I mean, one of the biggest causes of death in the U.S. is medical treatment. And it's been well documented that people who go on ventilators have about a 20% chance of surviving. And I don't think it's simply because they're already in critical condition. But when you look at 1918 versus this flu pandemic, again, look at flu this year versus COVID this year in Texas, in the U.S. Flu is much greater. And when you look at it in previous years, the flu was much greater. And when you look at 1918 and you look at the demographics, you find that 1918, it was people under 1 year and people over 85. And then it was roughly evenly distributed for the rest of the population. It was a real flu epidemic. This is different. And it may be because of the measures being taken by people like Cuomo and hospitals who are incentivized to put people on ventilators. Hey, yeah, you diagnose somebody with one of these PCR tests as COVID positive. Here's $19,000. You put them on a ventilator. Yeah, here's some more money. Now this ventilator costs you $50,000 is you just got $53,000 for your first patient. You want to do some more of these? Because we're going to shut you down for every other kind of medical procedure. All right, we're going to be right back. We'll talk a little bit more about the masks, and we're going to get into federalizing the police. Is that really where we're headed with this?
It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign having a similar shirt to the media called Nazi, which, of course, it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. So take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, let's take a quick look at the next phase of the takeover, the lockdown, the shutdown, the destruction of our Constitution, our way of life, and our very lives. Now we have had the masks. First, don't use them. We didn't want you to have all the masks. We had to save those for our heroes. Now you should wear bandanas and cloth masks. Now you must wear them. Now we are going to punish you if you don't wear them. And so we see 39 Miami police officers now, a special enforcement unit. Because this is what's wrong with the police department, fundamentally. The laws by the politicians that they enforce. They call them police because they're enforcing policies. And most of these policies shouldn't be policies in the first place. And if push comes to shove, you'll get the Eric Garner treatment, quite frankly. This is going to happen now. So they got 39 Miami police officers. They said it's going to be, you've got to wear in Miami face masks indoors and outdoors. And so these 39 police officers are going to be working 7 days a week, they say. And anyone who violates this ordinance more than three times will get a $500 fine and will also be arrested. And don't resist arrest. You don't want to get a chokehold in addition to the face mask suffocating you, right? I can't breathe. Yeah, yeah. Now it's the face mask. Well, we don't want any chokeholds anymore, so let's suffocate them with regulations and face masks. So the first violation is going to be a fine of $50. Second one, $100. Third one, $500, and arrest. Because, you know, you're a three-time offender, three-time loser with this face mask thing. And, you know, we used to have a three strikes, you're out, you go to prison. But no, not now. No, though, we let the prisoners out of the prisons, you know, the rapists and the violent. They get out, and now we're going to start arresting people because they don't wear face masks. In California, the LA Times is wringing its hands. I don't believe it, they say. A Huntington Beach symbol of mask resistance as doubters abound everywhere. And they go over and they talk to one person, which are going to make an example out of him. He says, yeah, the numbers are inflated. It's another way of shutting everything down. It's another way the Democrats trying to get what they want. 58-year-old Huntington Beach resident said he has yet to wear a mask outside of shopping. Standing by a beach path as cyclists and inline skaters zoomed by, he offered his own alternative policy. He says, if you don't want to go outside, don't go outside. Hey, imagine that. Imagine if the people who were so afraid of everything, what if they stayed home? What if, you know, they used a mask and face shields and, you know, maybe get a hazmat suit? You can probably get that now on Amazon. I'm sure there are people who are capitalizing on this, selling all kinds of ridiculous, superstitious measures. So why don't you go on Amazon and get your hazmat suit and then go about your merry way and leave me alone? No, no, no. Nothing they can do, even a hazmat suit, that's not going to protect them. You wearing a mask. You wearing a bandana protects them. even if it's got holes in it, because it's about compliance. Got Governor Tim Walz, Minnesota, has now mandated face masks indoors. And he's got fines up to $1,000 for businesses, because they're going to shut down the businesses. The businesses will be used as their point of compliance, just like they will be for vaccines. You'll get your immunity passport. If a business is seen to be giving you any service without your immunity passport, your vaccine certification from Fauci's pharmaceutical partners and President Trump's now his new corporate sponsors. You know, he doesn't need you. He needs the pharmaceutical companies and Fox News. As a matter of fact, that shameful report premiered on Tucker Carlson. I'm sorry, Tucker. I thought you were better than that, but that's how you get paid, right? Selling big pharmaceutical stuff. Sad. Really sad. And then we got Governor Whitmer. And let's go ahead and just play this, because she's talking about how she wants residents to forcefully make others comply with her mask mandate. Forcefully, she adds. So let's run that clip of Whitmer.
At the end of the day, it's on all of us to do our part to educate the people around us, whether it's in the store or it's in our household or it is in our neighborhood or in our workplace. Yeah, we've got to implore one another to step up and to do the right thing. And Michiganders are smart. We're tough. We can figure out how to do it politely, but also forcefully.
That's right. You want to educate people around you because you know better than they do, right? Right. That's the central tenet of Democrats and people in power, the media, the press, the Faucis. And so this Fauci, you want to educate the people around you. And if that doesn't work, you do it forcefully. Right? You just shut them down. Don't debate anybody on social media. Just shut down anybody that doesn't agree with you. Just purge them. And again, we saw this first with the climate change radicals and alarmists. Well, you know, we're going to put this stuff out there, but if people don't agree with us, we're just going to shut them down. Because, you know, we got science on our side, and you don't have anything, and I'm not going to explain to you, because you're just too stupid to listen, right? Donald Trump, again, wear a mask. They have an impact. He says, I want people to have a certain freedom. What freedom would that be, President Trump? Is that a certain freedom that you saw somewhere? Declaration of Independence? What? Where do our freedoms come from, President Trump? Do you have any clue? Do you know what liberty is? Do you know what this country was founded about? Do you know it was about God-given rights and that government has limited powers? So he wants us to have a certain freedom. He won't say exactly what that is. It was very explicit. In the Declaration of Independence, it was broad, very broad. And you don't get to decide what freedoms we have, President Trump. You're no better than a Joe Biden, quite frankly. More dangerous in many respects, because people trust you. They don't trust Biden. They don't trust Obama. You have violated that trust. And so now we have a D.C. mayor saying you got to have masks. $1,000 fine. And, oh, by the way, I noticed that President Trump has been roaming about without his mask on. We're going to be investigating that, says the D.C. mayor, Muriel Bowser. Woof, woof. Yeah, absolutely. That dog don't hunt. Yeah, she sends out other uniformed officers to hunt for her. Bowser does. Absolutely amazing. When we look at this story from Breitbart, Caruso arrested for tweeting and locked in rotting hotels. How socialist Venezuela fights the virus. Yeah, you know, that's the issue. And this is really how this is going to roll out. We have become Venezuela. I never thought I would live to see a day where we would have shortages of products on grocery store shelves. I never thought I would see the day where I was told that I couldn't come in unless I wore a costume an irrational costume into Walmart and grocery store chains and so forth. But it's all there because, you know, we've had from the Trump administration on down, they have been just mandating that we shut down businesses. That's how bold they've become. Instant socialism, instant UBI, but this is what it looks like. It's this aspect of it. It's not just the austerity and the poverty and the authoritarianism, but eventually the authoritarianism just locks you down in rotting hotels. And this is where we're headed if these people have their way. And unfortunately, this is a bipartisan effort. And President Trump has now become a sock puppet for the pharmaceutical interests and the media, because the pharmaceutical companies are the biggest lobbyists on Capitol Hill. And they are by far and away the biggest corporate sponsors of all news, except for the independent news media. You know, they're the biggest sponsors of Fox, and that's why you saw that shameful little display there. Biggest corporate sponsors of CNN, who are still coming after HCQ. You know, there was a Trump administration official. I'll talk about that later in the program. I want to get into the policing now. But there's a Trump administration official who was on CNN. He happened to mention HCQ, and they came after him. He evidently didn't get the memo that President Trump has abandoned that and has now become a complete cheerleader for any drug that is pushed or vaccine that's pushed by Fauci. We'll be right back.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Three reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. The number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism. There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The conversation coming up. That's going to be something that evidently President Trump is going to hang his hat on. As I was saying the other day, President Trump really hasn't identified anything other than vote for me, I'm not Biden. Yeah, we all know that Biden and the Democrats, who he's just a placeholder for. I mean, you know, they're going to, you know, steer him in, have him stand. I mean, this is the most pathetic puppet candidacy I've ever seen. The guy can't even talk on his own. I mean, it's bad enough to watch Trump be a shill for the big pharmaceutical interests, be turned into that by Fauci. Shameful what's happening. But it's, Biden literally has to have them do the talking for him. I mean, he can't even be given talking points and learn those things. And, the radical people that are lined up behind Biden is something to be very concerned about. But it has energized the left because that's what they want. Number one. Number two, President Trump this time around, I think it's not enough to be, well, I'm not Joe. Remember the first time around, we were going to end the wars abroad. We were going to protect the border. Remember that? Haven't heard much about that, have we? Protecting the border. The wall, all that talk about the wall, the flow of illegal immigration. No, all that stuff has gone by the wayside. That's all been finished now, right? Took care of that problem, right? No, the problem was completely ignored. Nothing was done about it. He rebuilt some existing walls. That's it, period. And even criticized the people who did it as a crowd-funded thing to show that it could be done quickly and efficiently. Said, well, you're trying to make me look bad. No, President Trump trying to urge you on to do what got you elected the first time, and because that's what this country needs. Not because, you know, you have to be president, but because these are things that the country needs. You put your finger on the needs of the country, but then you forgot about it once you got elected. And then you criticize people who actually showed it being done. Oh, it's done to make me look bad. Only because what makes you look bad is your inability to do anything but tweet. And so now it looks like he may have an issue. Law and order and anarchy. But does he have the right solution? De Blasio's New York shootings have surged 220%. Murders are up by 24%. We look at Chicago. Similar situation. An interesting story coming out of Chicago. One lady that was interviewed by Fox 32 in Chicago. They said it's armed kids as young as 10 years old are carjacking. These are kids with guns, 10-year-old kids with guns, carjacking more than a dozen people on the south side. Chicago police say a group of children between the ages of 10 and 17 carjacked this one lady's car and at least 15 others since late June. Police said shots were fired by the suspects in two of the carjackings, but nobody has been hit so far. And the woman who had her BMW stolen, and she's an elementary school in Chicago public schools, elementary school teacher. So believe me, she's seen a lot of rough stuff and violence. If you are a government school teacher, especially in Chicago, where there's no discipline allowed. I'm scared to use my garage, she said. I don't feel safe in my neighborhood. And what's especially painful for her was seeing her stolen BMW used the next day to carjack a woman in the parking lot of Trinity Hospital a few blocks from her home. She said, I don't want to have to tell my kids about how some young woman was killed or shot by kids using my stolen vehicle. It was traumatizing. Two children, armed with handguns, pointed them at her head when they took her car. She pulled into her alley. She noticed a vehicle with three or four kids come toward her. They pointed handguns toward her head and ordered her out of the BMW. She said one child looked as young as 11. It was so instantaneous, I was just scared for my life. I thought, this is it. So she gave them her purse, had about $300 inside of it, jumped inside her BMW, and they rode off. So this is what's going on in Chicago, just part of what's happening. And, you know, I have dozens of people dying with gunshots there. But, of course, the big concern of Lori Lightfoot is to make sure that those diseased Christians don't meet in the parking lot. So she sends out these people to the police to harass the church people, just like we saw happen in Baltimore, you know, small black community of a very, very small elderly black church. It's one of the reasons why Baltimore is melting down. It is not just because they don't have enough police or they're not doing it the right way. It's the decline of the moral fiber. So what do? They try to shut down the few existing remaining churches that are there. Same thing in Chicago. They got 10 elderly black people. The pastor was like 75 years old. And of course that was allowed under the rules, you know, 10 or less people in a building. So they were there. They had security guards outside to protect them because it was so dangerous. And they send in 8 cops, 4 police cars, like it was a drug bust, to break up the church meeting. And of course, Lori Lightfoot was doing that as well to people who had escaped, Eastern Europe communism. And they said, we know what this looks like. And so we're going to refuse to take those orders. Minnesota, you got the attorney general there, supported and put into office by George Soros. Cops should not respond to rape calls. If you're a woman who's been a victim of a sexual assault and the assailant has run away, would you rather talk to somebody who's trained in helping you deal with what you're dealing with as opposed to somebody whose main training is that they know how to use a firearm? Well, you know what? Here's the deal. If you knew how to use a firearm, maybe you wouldn't have been raped. Not a guarantee, but it's about the only way. Certainly, you're not going to be helped by a counselor. It's not going to help you keep you from getting raped in a situation like that. The police aren't going to be around, even though they're trained to use a firearm. So maybe you should get a firearm and learn how to use it. I bet he doesn't like that idea, though, does he? Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. And a lot of people are doing just that. Gun buying is up by 95%, nearly double. Ammo sales are up 139%. And one of the groups that has jumped the most in terms of purchasing are black people. The when they break it down by white, black, Hispanic, and Asian, blacks are by far and away the biggest group in terms of purchasing. So, and meanwhile, even though ammunition has gone up 139%, it would have gone up much further if they had it, because you can't get it anywhere now. Sold out everywhere, especially 9mm, which is one of the most common. And then we have this story from Breitbart. Nolte, North Carolina, said 8 reasons now is a good time to get your concealed carry permit. He goes on to say he's never had any real interest in cars or in firearms, but he says just like you can't go through life without a car, in the same way you shouldn't go through life without a firearm. And he gives you 8 reasons. First one is your obligation to protect your family. Another one is Democrats could very well sweep into office this November. First thing they'll do is kill the Senate filibuster, and then they will run through with raw majority rule anything, including gun confiscation. Something that is truly alarming is how many Democrat elected officials are either sympathetic to or openly on the side of left-wing terrorists. And then they're persecuting people like Mark and Patricia McCloskey, and we'll talk about that when we come back, as well as the approach to this. And he finishes up by saying it's good for the government to know how many citizens own guns. The higher the number of permits out there, the safer our rights. Is that true? I mean, these Democrats are just going to have that as an index. I've taken the carry classes. I have not asked for permission. I will never ask for permission for my God-given rights.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there are still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Imagine telling someone just a year ago
that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, will be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks be a, quote, federal order and mandate. Totally unconstitutional, annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. We pay for illegal aliens' health care. But you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20-plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO and the globalists testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans.
CNN, USA Today, and other mainstream media fake news outlets came out and said that a new Trump campaign t-shirt that has an American eagle spreading its wings standing on top of an American flag is Nazi. And they had the Soros-funded Snopes groups and others fact-check it and say, yes, now the American flag and, yes, the American eagle are Nazis. No, George Soros that funds Snopes and Media Matters and the rest of them, he's the real Nazi collaborator. But this shirt, I think, is really the perfect campaign shirt. We've made one even better than what Trump's people came up with. Two different versions of it with something even worse. The Betsy Ross flag, our first flag, that they also say is racist, even though she was a famous abolitionist. So, these shirts are at Infowars.com. They're the American Eagle, Betsy Ross flags. Two different designs, guaranteed to spread the word, and, of course, trigger lip tarts everywhere. Exercise your First Amendment or lose it. Infowarsstore.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
Where did it 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 come from?
Infowarsstore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfowarsStore.com.
InfowarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Just talking about what is happening across the country in terms of anarchy. A good example of this is somebody driving down the Magnificent Mile in Chicago. Go ahead and roll video clip number 10. We'll do that as B-roll. He's driving along this place. They call it the Magnificent Mile because it was a premier retail area. And yes, on Michigan Avenue, but I mean, the nickname was a Magnificent Mile. And, you can see everything boarded up there. Now, how much of this is due to the anarchy under Lori Lightfoot that she's encouraged and allowed? And how much of this is due to COVID-19? I mean, partly they're boarding it up because there's nobody there, right? This was all shut down. And so I don't see these two things as being two separate issues. President Trump is going to continue this lockdown indefinitely. Oh, yeah, it's going to get worse, he said, until it gets better. Wear the mask. Get the vaccine. That's our only hope, the vaccine. Fauci tells me that's the only hope, so you got to take the vaccine. I'm very concerned about where this is going, because we've had President Trump tell us, well, just going to have to take the guns, maybe due process later, but take the guns now, get the shot now. Now we got to get remdesivir, and let's see, what else was it that Fauci wanted? Oh, yeah, he's got a whole list of vaccines out there. We're giving billions of dollars to these people. $20 a shot these guys are going to make. That's a nice bit of profit there when you don't have any liability. And it'll be delivered, not by Federal Express. They don't even have to pay the shipping charges on this. It'll be put out there by the U.S. military. And they will be holding a gun literally to your head, one way or the other, to get you to take this. But now we have a new cause. Because they're going to forget about what they're doing. We're going to forget about the thugs in Washington and the state houses that have locked down our businesses and stolen our livelihoods, our jobs, our businesses, and so forth. We're going to just focus on the other thugs that are out in the street now. And it's going to be all about law and order. Let's play the clip that President Trump is now focusing on. He's now got an issue. Opening up the country. Defending your constitutional rights, defending the Constitution, that's not an issue he can get behind. Not at all. No. We're going to push vaccines. But now we can talk about law and order. Hey, all right. Video clip number 11.
Seattle's pledge to defund its police department by 50%, even including a proposal to remove 911 dispatchers from police control.
Joe Biden said he's absolutely on board with defunding the police. Listen closely.
Yes, absolutely.
Hello, you've reached 911. I'm sorry that there is no one here to answer your emergency call, but leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Crime will rise significantly.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
All right, there you go. Aren't you afraid? Yeah. Don't get a gun. Don't help people with that. Don't help people with HCQ or anything. Let's just use this as a fear-mongering to get political power. Look, I grew up at a time when violence in New York City, for example, and Chicago, was legendary. As a matter of fact, before I was born, violence in Chicago and New York were even worse because we had a thing called prohibition, alcohol prohibition. And that's at the root of much of the violence that's going on today as well. But they're not going to talk about that. Instead, it's simply going to be talked about in terms of the protesters, the Antifa socialists, and so forth. But I'm telling you that the drug gangs and the drug war and the prohibition, like the drive-by machine gun shootings of Al Capone versus his competitors, that is still a much bigger component of this violence that's going on. And they're going to ignore that. Because they're the ones who created it. It's the federal government who created that. They didn't even have enough respect for the Constitution to pass a constitutional amendment for the drug war like they did for alcohol prohibition. And alcohol prohibition came about because you had people trying to do something. They thought that if they did it by force, if they made it illegal, that people would stop using it. They didn't understand human nature, but they were trying to stop it. It was a grassroots movement. Unfortunately, there were a lot of Christians misguided by legalism, trusting in government rather than God to change people's lives. They were some of the biggest prohibitionists. But the thing that's driving the war on drugs is the UN. This is not Richard Nixon's war on drugs. This is the UN war on drugs. They created it. They defined it. They created the four different categories, schedules, and they put the drugs in the four different categories, and they did it in 1961. 10 years later, Richard Nixon made it his war on drugs. He called it the war on drugs, but it was a UN drug scheduling prohibition. And so we're going to ignore that. We're going to pretend that crime is simply and only, yeah, it is a crime. You know, what these people are doing is criminal. What they're doing to the statues and the buildings, trying to destroy our civilization. But let me tell you, if you start to federalize the police, it's going to be a race between the Antifa left and the conservative reactionaries as to who destroys this country the first. You know, when we look at what's happening with these people, again, New York, how did they solve their crime problem? Because it was a murder capital going back in the 70s. Eventually, they got tired of it. And they elected some law and order people. I think Giuliani was one of those. And they got control of it. They got their murder rate way down compared to a lot of cities. I mean, New York, before all this stuff started, New York's murder rate was below the rate of the little town that Buttigieg ran. And this is the way that it ought to be done. It ought to be done locally. When people have had enough of the violence, they elect some people who will do something about it. We don't come in from Washington to do it. It's not worth burning down the Constitution to save Portland. Let these flaming liberals, literally, I mean, you've ever seen the picture of the guy wearing the kilt riding a unicorn with flames coming out of his bagpipes? I mean, you know, let those people take care of themselves. That's the way they want to live. Let them live like that until they get tired of it. And if you don't like living like that, you can go somewhere else. But if we federalize this, then you're not going to be able to go anywhere. There he is right there. Keep Portland weird. Let's keep Portland weird. We can isolate it from the rest of us, and we can use it as exhibit A of why you don't want to have progressives, Democrats, socialists, Marxists, whatever you want to call these people. You don't want to have them running your town. Let's just use it as an example rather than using it to get elected and using it to further federalize the police. Big, big mistake. So let's talk about law and order. Let's talk about what's going on with the McCluskeys, these two lawyers who were shown defending their home. And again, you know, the wife is pointing the gun, waving the gun at people. And when you first see that, and I saw it, it's like, well, this looks, he was holding that AR-15 in a very awkward way. It looked like he hadn't been trained. But then you eventually see that there's a big mob and that they've kicked down and torn down the gates to get into this area. And, you know, they've destroyed private property to get into this area, and they were justified to do that. Perhaps they should get a little bit better training, but nevertheless, that pistol that she had was turned into her lawyer, and they said that they had altered it so that it would not fire. So she is using this, this is basically a non-operable pistol. When it was turned in to the local circuit attorney, Chris Hinckley, ordered the crime lab staff members to field strip the handgun, and they found that it wouldn't fire, that it was deliberately assembled incorrectly. So they put it together the right way so that it would fire, and now they're charging her. How about that? See, we talk about law and order. That means we call it law and order because you gotta have law before you have order. And due process is a part of that. And if you skip the due process, you're going to have things like red flag gun laws that President Trump has promoted. And I'm not for federalizing the police force. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Cool that under the Megapolis technocracy plan, things are going to be so incredibly fair and wonderful because an all-seeing, all-loving computer that doesn't discriminate is going to decide who gets what resources, who gets what jobs. But in reality, it's building a post-human world so that you can be made obsolete, domesticated, dumbed down, drugged, distracted, atomized, and then slowly killed. This is the brave new world. It's the post-human world. It's the dreaming of the post-human world that Wired Magazine and the Wall Street Journal all tell us about. And, oh, now they tell us our smartphones don't just track our every move. They're monitoring our psychology and sending it back to a corporate database globally. You see, the bear trap closed on our leg now, and the vampire walked out of the bushes and is explaining to us how he's slowly going to bleed us and destroy us. It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign having a similar shirt to the media called Nazi, which, of course, it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. So take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
We close and lock our doors and windows at night, not because we're doing anything wrong, but because it's about privacy and it's about security. And it's something that we do to protect ourselves, going back thousands of years when we would post a dog or a sentry at the entrance of the village so we would know if predators or criminals were coming. Well, big tech, along with the federal government and other globalist organizations, have been tracking everybody illegally for years with their cell phones. But now the public is finally waking up because the enemy has openly announced it's the fact. And the Clinton Foundation Global Initiative with Chelsea is running the private system to spy on you and your family. That's right, the Democrats, the globalists, the Chi-Coms, they've all got our number. They're tracking us in lifetime. But with Privacy Pockets, the best system at InfoWarsStore.com, you can protect yourself and your family by keeping your cell phone inside of the little pouch. We're selling more of these in a day than we used to sell in a month because America and the world is waking up. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com and go stealth.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking about Patricia McCluskey, the wife of the two that were Mark McCluskey and Patricia McCluskey were the two lawyers there in St. Louis. Inside a gated community, mob broke down the gate, got very, very close to the house. They stood out there with guns. She was seen pointing a pistol. The pistol was not capable of shooting. They had fixed that. The pistol was turned in to the prosecutor there, and he had the lab disassemble and reassemble it. And the crime lab workers photographed the disassembly and the reassembly of the pistol, and their attorney said the St. Louis couple intentionally misplaced the firing pin on the gun, rendering it inoperable. He said it's disheartening to learn that a law enforcement agency altered evidence in order to prosecute an innocent member of its community. And that's exactly what they have done. So, you know, when we talk about law and order, the key part of that is law, due process, and honest people who are going to do this. And this is why we should be very, very concerned. One of the reasons why we should be concerned about what is happening, not only in those areas, but also in Washington. If we federalize the police, understand right now what is happening in places that are being run by progressives, by Democrats, by socialists, by Marxists. There is no guarantee that they will not win the election. As a matter of fact, looks like there are gaining in the federal election. Do you want to have the progressives institute gun confiscation? Let's talk about that. Because if we are going to federalize the police, and I'm very concerned that this new movement by President Trump is going to be exactly that. As a matter of fact, Mark McCluskey, the lawyer, the husband, said Democrats are trying to create a Kent State situation and blame it on Trump. And I said this from the very beginning. I said when we saw what happened in Chazistan West, and of course it's been Chazistan East and Central Chazistan, Chicago, as we see these types of things happening, I said, don't take the bait, President Trump. Don't go in there and make them look like heroes. And that's exactly what he's talking about. A Kent State type of situation. Don't go in there with excessive force. Don't violate the Constitution to put down these thugs that are being supported by the mayor, by the governor, by their mommies who are marching to protect them. I mean, let these people wallow in their filth and use them as an example, but do not use them to destroy the Constitution. Do not do that. I mean, that is a sucker bet. But it looks like President Trump is going to take the bait. President Trump said in a speech, the effort to shut down police in their own communities has led to a shocking explosion of shootings, killing, violence, and murders. He said, and as they're pointing out, typically the Justice Department will send in, either the FBI or the BATF or the DEA, but they typically don't send in Homeland Security, which is what they're doing right now. This is different. This is a new federalization of the police. And this is, and I think, very important distinction. If you're going to arrest people, you're going to use, yeah, there we go. Yeah, that would be very, maybe he should send in the superhero league. Yeah, these are the people who hightail it out the first sign of any problem. But anyway, yeah, they were going to protect everybody. The next day they hightailed it out of there. But seriously, when you do this, I mean, you could look at these people, you could say, well, are these individuals who have crossed state lines? Because if these are people who are committing crimes and going across state lines to do this, then you have an interstate crime, and this would be federal jurisdiction. You could do it that way. You could also connect them to George Soros or some kind of multinational organization or some kind of a national movement and come after those organizations. But to just go on there and to start snatching people off the street because they damaged a federal building, presumably. I don't think that you want to start going out with general warrants, in other words. Oh, well, these protesters have been out here and they've been turning the city upside down. So let's just send in federal cops wearing military uniforms and shut these people down right now. No, I think you need to be very specific about this. It's a very dangerous thing. You need to have specific warrants. And you need to do some investigation and say, hey, look, you could shut this whole thing down if you wanted to by connecting the dots to Soros and this national organization and the left wing. But they're reluctant to do that. Why is that, do you think? For the same reason they haven't locked up Hillary Clinton or any of these other people that were involved in the Russiagate conspiracy. That's why. A number of lawmakers from New York to Portland have spoken out against the Trump administration, especially following reports that unidentified federal agents detained protesters in Portland, took them away in unmarked vehicles. So the problem is that not only are you taking the bait and you're going to get into a potential Kent State situation, this passive aggressiveness, but they're also, with this passive aggressiveness, hoping that you're going to overreact, hoping that you're going to ignore the Constitution. And now you make these people look like heroes. And you set a very dangerous precedent. Just like the talk about red flag gun laws set a very dangerous precedent. Just like the talk about, oh, you got to take the MMR shot a year ago. And now pushing that you got to need to get the vaccine. Oh, you're going to want that. Everybody's going to be pushing and trying. Should I be the first one to do it? Well, I don't know. I don't want to keep you from getting your shot. I know that everybody wants to get this shot, right? Mayor Ted Wheeler, the Portland mayor. This guy now gets to virtue signal about the Constitution. President is attacking progressive cities with troops that are unwelcome and unskilled, putting out a letter signed by 16 other progs. That's what we ought to call them, the progs. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot added, we welcome partnership, but not dictatorship, and we will never tolerate the kind of unconstitutional deployment and state-sanctioned lawlessness that we see in Portland. See, we have a 10th Amendment, and that's a very important thing to understand because all the amendments are being ignored. Every aspect of the First Amendment, has been destroyed this last year in one way or the other. And they want to come after the Second Amendment completely. And, of course, the Tenth Amendment has been ignored for quite some time. That would have solved a lot of the problems that we've got. The operation in Chicago, says President Trump, will be done as part of Operation Legend, which was recently launched in Kansas City, named after a four-year-old legend, Ruggiero, who was shot and killed while he slept. And that is a tragedy. Nevertheless, how many times has the unconstitutional, uncontrolled, excessive laws and excessive force of the drug raids, the drug war, the SWAT raids, how many times have people been shot in their beds and killed because of that? Or shot and killed because of a report to red flag somebody because they own guns? How many times has that happened? How many times have people been shot and killed by random gun violence by drug gangs? And we don't turn the Constitution upside down for that. President Trump says we will hire more great police. What cities are doing is insanity. Many politicians who want to make their cities less safe have offered protection to criminal illegal aliens. Now, sanctuary cities is a different situation. The federal government has constitutional authority to control immigration. And President Trump can and should have done something over the last 4 years to stop that sanctuary city movement. But he didn't do anything about it, just like he didn't do anything about the wall. He could have done something about the sanctuary city movement. He had the Constitution on his side, but he didn't have the political will to do anything about it. And when we look at these Second Amendment sanctuary cities that have sprung up in Virginia and other places to try to push back against Democrats who want to confiscate guns in violation of the Second Amendment, those are completely different things. There is no constitutional authority for a sanctuary city for illegal immigrants. There is constitutional authority to support the Second Amendment. And you can't equate this to the sanctuary cities. He can and should have done something about that. But that we still have a Tenth Amendment, and he should pay attention to that. We got to go to break. Before we do, real quickly, folks, take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've extended the Christmas in July to the end of July. You can find things like storable food now back in stock on short order. We have Alexa Pure Breeze now, just $149. And we have supplements 50 to 60% off and everything. Free shipping and double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, Operation Legend. Is this the right way to respond to this? or not? And we'll take a look at what is being said on both sides of this issue. People who are accused of having snatched people off the street are saying that wasn't what happened. They said that's based on some Twitter video and reports from other individuals. And yet you do have Department of Homeland Security saying that they are taking proactive action and so forth there. So we're getting mixed messages about what is happening with this. But the Constitution is clear. We do not want and do not have a federal police force. I'm kind of surprised that I haven't seen more about this from John Birch Society, others who have fought the federalization, the centralization of the police from the very beginning. They were absolutely right about this. And this is what is so dangerous about partisanship. When you have a Republican president and you have a situation where, well, look, you know, we've got lawless situations happening here. I don't like to see statues destroyed. I don't like to see buildings burned and so forth. I know what they're about. I know these people are trying to take our culture down. Let's not do it for them. Let's not make them look like, the good guys here by overreacting, being reactionary about this. Because if we get rid of the rule of law, if we become terrorists to stop the terrorists, that's the worst possible situation. Government and law enforcement have to hold themselves to a higher standard. If these other people are out there operating as thugs, you don't just go out and start randomly shooting people with a drive-by shooting. And this is the stuff of dystopian science fiction. President Trump, talking about who he's naming this after, Legend, he said, no mother should ever have to cradle her dead child in her arms simply because politicians refuse to do what is necessary. I agree, President Trump. So stop the drug war. Stop the SWAT teams. Stop the militarization of the police. Because that's happening over and over again. You just now noticed this? That's convenient. That's cherry-picked, isn't it? Stop the damn drug war. That's killing people in their beds on a regular basis and killing our Constitution as well. Instead, they will make two mistakes. And they will escalate. They will use this. They'll use any situation and misuse it to further their agenda. And their agenda has always been more central control of everything, including the police. So he is expanding Operation Legend to send federal forces into Chicago, Albuquerque, many other cities. This is being pushed by Bill Barr. And quite frankly, coincidentally, if you think this is something the Republicans are doing, you might want to go back, and we will in the next segment. We don't have enough time to do it here. We will go back and take a look a couple of weeks ago at this crime bill that was passed by the House. And at the time it was passed by the House, you had some Republicans, including Representative McClinic, say, I'm voting against this because this is an attempt to federalize the local police. You understand? Trump is playing right into their hands if he isn't playing with them. But they're both using this for political advantage, and they're both destroying our Constitution with this. And this bill that has already been passed by the House is very similar to what President Trump and CIA Barr want to do. And, of course, it will centralize control of the police as well. For decades, politicians have been running many of our nation's cities, have put the interests of criminals above the rights of law-abiding citizens, said President Trump. And you know what, President Trump? The people in those areas voted them in. And they can always vote them out, just like they did in New York City. And you should know that because you were there, both when it was out of control and when Rudy Giuliani got it into control. People finally got tired of it in New York City. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Another part of the Great Awakening that's taking place is people that haven't even been religious or Christian now see how evil is out in the open, how Hundreds of churches have been burned in Europe and the U.S. Hundreds of Christian icons have been burned, destroyed. Jesuses have had their heads cut off all over the country, all over the Philippines, all over Europe. Virgin Marys are getting torn down. I mean, crosses are being torn down. It's absolutely out of control, but people now understand that evil was always real. It is spiritual, and it was just waiting to make its move, building beneath the surface, and now it's emerged. That's why when I ask listeners and viewers for your prayer, I mean it. I'm praying for America. I'm praying for you, and I know the power of prayer is real, and God hears it. We need to come together and pray for an even greater awakening. Pray for Donald Trump to be protected. Pray for him to win in a landslide. And pray for the people under deception of the globalists to awaken and join us in liberty and freedom. God bless you all. Please pray for InfoWars as well.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, Operation Legend is what we're talking about. Federalizing the police to an even greater extent. And it is a competition between the Democrats and Republicans as to who can federalize the police more quickly. We had, during the Obama administration, we had an escalation of the militarization of the police, sending out MRAPs and very expensive equipment to small towns, and even to the extent that they shut down a program that gave surplus military equipment to people who really needed it, firefighters, rural firefighters, people who were on the front lines of big fires in rural areas and national parks and so forth, where they don't have the resources. They would take surplus equipment and they would give it to them to fight fires. And in the midst of all of this, the Obama administration says, no, stop doing that. Give it to the police. Now, we were very concerned about that when it was Obama, weren't we? But when it's Trump, we just look the other way. Everything is just fine. Well, guess what? There'll be another Obama coming. And do you really want them to have that kind of power? Do you really want the people who say that they are now that they're openly talking about confiscating guns, do you really want to give more armored personnel carriers and drones and things like that to local police so that they can actually use that to take the guns? You're playing with fire. You're partnering with these people, quite frankly, when you do that type of thing. So President Trump is talking about providing $61 million to hire more police officers, more federalization, because if they provide the money, they will tell them how to operate. And as we pointed out before, for many different administrations, both Republican and Democrat, they've been changing the way that the police are trained. And that is at the root of a lot of this shoot first reaction that police have. It's the way that they're trained. As the Houston Chronicle points out, Trump is turning Homeland Security powers inward. Inward. That's right. What did you think Homeland Security was going to be used for after 9/11? You didn't think it was going to be used against American citizens? Seems to be pushing the boundaries and pulling DHS into domestic policing. And they said, looks like there's a line here that's being crossed. And it's an important line because it's the difference between federal law enforcement and a roving commission, where you're using these law enforcement officers to go out and restore what they deem to be order, said a law professor. DHS agents have been deployed, quote, to protect a symbol of justice, the courthouse, said Chad Wolf, the acting DHS secretary. As they talk about this, again, there is, what we have seen, the pictures of the way it's being portrayed by Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler. People are literally being scooped off the street into unmarked vans, rental cars, apparently. They're being denied probable cause. They're being denied due process. Wolf went on to say, the DHS guy said, because we don't have local support, that local law enforcement support, we're having to go out and proactively arrest individuals. And he derided what he called the ridiculous notion that federal law enforcement shouldn't take over a city without local leaders' permission. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You understand this? Do you see where we're going with this? Out of the horse's mouth, out of the acting head of DHS, he said, it's ridiculous to even suggest that the federal government shouldn't take over a city without the people's permission. This will happen. This will happen. If it doesn't happen under a Republican, it will happen under a Democrat. We should not applaud the federal government taking over a city without the local people's permission. What these local people want, they want to burn their city down. Let them burn their city down. Do not destroy the Constitution. Do not set up a central authoritarian power outside and in opposition to the Constitution to take over any area that they say, that they assert is out of control. Do you understand how dangerous that is? Well, let's go back and take a look at this House bill, 7120, that was passed June 29th. So, you know, it was passed about two or three weeks ago. And it probably will be signed by President Trump, I would imagine, even though it was a Democrat bill. And even though we have had this type of thing in the works way before any of this started. You know who kicked this stuff off? Before the lockdown? Before the Antifa riots, before the statues are being torn up and courthouses are being had bricks thrown at them. Attorney General Barr, back on December the 18th, pushed out another operation. Operation Relentless Pursuit, 8 months ago, December the 18th. And in it, he had targeted cities of population of more than 300,000 people that they deemed to be dangerous cities. And they were going to add more federal agents, more funding of local police, more militarized equipment. See, what is being done here is they're using this as an excuse to do what they were already doing, which is to federalize and to militarize the police. But then let's go back to this bill, June 29th. And let's, this is what a Republican, Representative McClinic, said about the Democrats' attempts to federalize local police. Now it's Trump doing it for them. The Democrats' attempt just as recently as June 29th, video clip number 12.
I believe the closer we adhere to these principles, the more effective law enforcement will become and the fewer abuses we will see. Major parts of this bill move us closer to these principles, including the need to open police records of misconduct, the restriction of no-knock warrants, the restriction of transfers of military hardware to local police departments, and the encouragement of police cameras. If these provisions were presented as standalone bills, I think many would pass with significant bipartisan support. But by rolling them into a bill that imposes a ideological laundry list of operational restrictions and procedures upon every police department in the country, it makes this bill unwise, unworkable, and unsupportable. Worse, it ignores the most serious problem we face, the protection of bad cops by collective bargaining agreements that makes it all but impossible to fire them. Policing is a uniquely community-based function. New York, New York, and Auburn, California are very different places with very different needs and challenges and standards. Running and micromanaging every local police department is far beyond our competence or authority. So even though there are provisions of the bill I strongly support, I cannot support the attempt to federalize local police departments, which moves us further down a slippery slope I fear we're already on.
All right, now understand what he's saying there, and he is exactly right. He is 110% right, okay? He said it is uniquely local, and we need to maintain that local control if we're going to maintain our liberty. It's essential. We have to localize and strengthen constitutional sheriffs locally, and that is up to us to elect them. If you've got Portland wants to elect a communist sheriff, they want to allow them to just run roughshod and create Chazistan. We should not have, and we should not set the precedent that the federal government is going to come in and just start grabbing people off the street or whatever else that they want to do. And what he was addressing there was the fact that they're sending out money, and it's a massive amount of money, essentially unlimited amounts of money being appropriated for people in this bill. First time they mentioned the money, there are authorized to be appropriated $100 million to the Attorney General for each of the fiscal years 2021 through 2023. Then they mention it again. They're going to, for other things, they're going to appropriate another $750 million for that same period of time. And then again, and then again, and this will continue to go on because this is the way they control this. They control it and have been doing that with money and with equipment, and the Democrats are in on that. Barr was in on that, and now this is pushing it even further. Direct action. We'll be right back.
The end of the world as we know it, and I don't feel fine. This entire takeover has been battle planned, blueprinted, war gamed, field marshaled by the psychological war chiefs at the United Nations and the Fortune 100. This is the post-human takeover. The noose gets tighter when you comply, not looser. The entire COVID-19 operation is a hoax. Now they admit the quote death numbers are dropping because those are fake, where they count people that died of something else. But it's all about how many cases there are. And now they're saying most of the population will get it. And then no one can go outside ever again. It's totally insane. It's a fraud. It's all a lie. Vicki Gibbs, 57-year-old lesbian preacher in Houston, went in with a cough, got intubated, and then died. And as soon as I saw her face, as soon as I saw the report, I said, watch, it'll be innovation. We know what's going to happen. It's a blue city, same story yet again. And they say her heart gave out. If you put somebody on a breathing tube with COVID-19 as a death sentence, it's on record. Warn everyone you know before they go into the hospital and get killed. Why are almost all the deaths happening in blue cities and blue states? It's because they intubate them, putting a tube in their lungs, and COVID-19 is causing an autoimmune response. And if you do that with oxygen, the doctors are on record saying it will kill you. But all these doctors in blue cities and blue states follow their orders. And the minute I saw this report today, I knew what I would be reading. Don't end up like Vicki Gibbs. Warn everyone.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month, because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here, just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about that Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The lawyer in St. Louis who was talking about how his wife was being set up. You know, they took the gun. It wasn't functioning. Didn't have the firing pin operative. They disassembled it. They put it back together again and said, oh, now it's a working gun and we're going to charge you. Well, it wasn't a working gun when she was holding it. Doesn't matter, right? This is an agenda. And he started talking about what was going on with the violent mobs. And even though he was somebody who had been directly threatened by these violent mobs, he was saying these people are trying to set up a situation to create a Kent State situation. I think he's exactly right. They're trying to sucker us into this, sucker in President Trump, and sucker him into destroying the Constitution further. We got the Defense Department saying they're concerned about law enforcement dressing up in Army uniforms. I'm concerned about law enforcement being given military equipment. I'm concerned about law enforcement being trained to act in a militarized way. SWAT teams and so forth. The drug war. It literally is a war against American citizens. And you want to talk about kids shot in their cribs and in their beds. Talk about that. But of course, Democrats, Republicans aren't going to say anything about the war on drugs. I mean, you'll hear Rand Paul talk about it and the violence associated with it. But that's it. Nobody else will talk about that. That UN war on drugs. And we have to be very careful about this. I'm tell you where this is going to go here. I've got a good example of this out of New Mexico. And going back to the MIAC report of 2009, remember that? Well, there's another MIAC report, except this one is in Maine, and there's something going on in New Mexico. And if you want to know what's going to happen when we set these precedents of using the federal government for direct law enforcement, when it is a local situation, not something that is crossing state lines. This is a very new area here. We should not allow this to happen. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you about the products that we have as part of our Christmas in July sale. We've now extended it to the end of July, but of course, that's only another 7 days. We have free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off of our supplements. We also have storable food now back in stock and on short order. We have the Alexa Pure Breeze. If you're going to be inside a lot more, you might want to make sure that you got fresh air at home. If you're not going to be getting out and getting the fresh air. Even more important, because when you get out, you got to put on a mask. So make sure you got clean, fresh air at home. The Alexa Pure Breeze, available for just $149. Storable food back and in short order. And many products like Winter Sun Plus, our vitamin D supplement, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Ultra 12, our vitamin B12, 50% off. VasoBeet, concentrated beet juice that acts as a vasodilator, 50% off. Free shipping, double Patriot points. Many of the most popular items are selling out now. Things like Bodies, Living Defense, Turbo Force, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. So take advantage of this special. We really do appreciate your support. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and 50 to 60% off supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, getting back to this, as we look at this, we've got people like de Blasio now being given the high ground because President Trump is talking about using federal, direct federal police force. Again, we have seen New York go from a high crime area to a relatively low crime area. That is a local situation. You just heard Congressman McClintock, when they were talking about the Democrats wanting to pour, you can't outspend the Democrats on anything, even on the police. I mean, they proposed even more spending than Barr did back in December, even more spending than President Trump is talking about now. But along with that come strings. And they're going to manipulate and tell all the local police how to operate. Do you really want that out of Washington? And do you really want them claiming that they have the right, whenever they don't like the way a local city is being run, that they're going to send the federal troops in. Because guess what? You know, when we get a President AOC, or the equivalent, because that, you know, we've already seen most of the aspects of the Green New Deal implemented by the Trump administration. Are they going to be permanent? Well, just wait and see. But when we get some radical progressive as president, do you think they're going to come after conservative cities because they don't like the way they're being run? You think they're going to use the federal police force to confiscate guns when they say, well, now's the time to confiscate guns? This is very dangerous, and we cannot allow Trump a pass to skip on the and the DHS to just say, well, you know, it's just ridiculous to suggest that we can't take over a city, the federal government. It's ridiculous to suggest that we've got a 10th Amendment. And if you want to know how this is going to work, remember the MIAC report back in 2009? And they were, you know, it was a federal agency. And they were saying, you know, be on the lookout for anybody that's got a Ron Paul from 2008 election, a Ron Paul or a Chuck Baldwin, who is a constitutional candidate. If they got bumper stickers on there, you know, Bob Barr, any of that stuff, those people are dangerous. And they will probably try to kill you. They're sovereign citizens. I give them that label and say they're a very dangerous group. So be aware. Be on the lookout. Bolo. And now we have similar situations going on in Maine. There's a fusion center that has now expanded its criteria to identify militia members, okay? And that was the Missouri one. We now have the one in Maine. This is the Maine Information and Analysis Center. And again, they're going after the usual suspects, people that they identify as conservatives, neo-Confederates, white supremacists. They're doing this in New Mexico. Remember we had the incident a couple of weeks ago, and I had someone send me this a couple of times. They were protecting a statue of a Hispanic conquistador, right? Somebody who had conquered it for the Spanish. Juan de Oñate, I guess. I don't know how you pronounce it. It's got the little squiggly. I don't speak Spanish, okay? So forgive me. I'm not trying to ridicule him, but it's a statue of a controversial conquistador. Allegedly committed a massacre of Indians and so forth. But they had a statue to him because the Hispanic people had put it up. And they had some guys in camo, and they had weapons, and they said, we're going to protect this statue. And they were Hispanics. They were attacked. They had the weapons there. They were physically attacked by the mob. A gun went off. One of them was wounded. And the guy, Stephen Ray Baca, who is Hispanic, they're calling him a member of this militia. The militia says, no, he's not a member of our group. And then at the same time, this is a Hispanic guy. They're calling him a white supremacist. But he was protecting the statue of a Spanish conquistador. And again, what, you know, are you allowed to protect yourself? Well, not in New Mexico, they said. And so now they are expanding this to using this particular incident where these people said, we're going to stand guard here. There was a fight, an altercation, and now they're saying, we're going to come after everybody in this area. This is what's dangerous about this. And of course, didn't have time to get into it. The attorney general who's coming after them has been put in there by Soros. He's a Soros guy, of course.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You can't make this stuff up. A consortium of the UN, WHO, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, and, of course, the Clinton Global Initiative, headed up by Chelsea Clinton on the board, are in control with Apple and Google with a hidden app on all phones that you cannot turn off to track and trace everywhere you go, they claim, for COVID. But, of course, it's really the Chinese Communist Social Score rollout. These people are sick, filthy criminals, and they want total control over society with the official global ID system. That's why it's called the Clinton Global Initiative. But you can fight back with the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. Little Faraday cages, little envelopes, put your phone in it, and these dirty, scumbag, fascist pieces of garbage can't get all that data and rape you with that data. Rape your privacy. Tell the rapist Clintons go to hell and get your privacy pockets in InfoWars Store. A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate, control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You are listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Gerald Celente. Always a pleasure to have Gerald Celente on. You can find his Trends Journal at trendsresearch.com. Of course, Trends Journal sees all the latest trends, and we're going to talk about a trend that Gerald has been talking about quite some time that is now exploding, and that's what is happening with gold and silver. You can also find Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Celente. Again, trendsresearch.com, where you can get a free sample of the Trends Journal. Excellent publication. Thank you for joining us, Gerald.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I love being on with you. Thanks so much.
Oh, yeah, always a pleasure. Yeah, you got some of those Cuomo chips?
Oh, yeah. They're $1.380. You know? What crap are they making up? They're making
I talked about that at the very beginning of the program. I said, you know, it's not an exaggeration to say that this is authoritarianism. And a good example of that is that, you know, first he tells you, you can't have a beer without having food. All right, well, we'll have some chips. No, that doesn't qualify as food. I'll tell you what is food.
Yeah. And he always ends it by saying, period.
Period.
Period. Yeah, maybe he had one, you know, he can't get over it. And you know, the thing is, they're making up these stupid rules. Again, we wrote about this, by the way, in the latest edition of the Trends Journal. And you're allowed, isn't it great that dictators allow you to, when you're eating, when you're sitting down and eating, you don't have to wear a mask. But when you get up, you have to put the mask on.
And when you walk in, you got to put a mask on. I was told the audience, you know, my wife and I went to a small restaurant and everybody was sitting, you know, it was more than 50% full. And, which is a violation, according to the special rules.
Yeah.
And everybody is sitting there without a mask and they threw us out because they didn't have a mask and refused to put one on. But I could sit down at the table and I could immediately take off my mask and leave it off. It's like, do you realize this isn't anything to do with science, or medicine? This is simply about obedience training.
That's all
and
it is.
I refuse to be treated like a dog.
Yep. No.
In that respect. Of course, they do treat me like a dog, but I'm not going to be an obedient dog. I'll just put it that way.
No. It's terrible. Here, this is from the toilet paper record yesterday. Coronavirus update. The disturbingly large numbers of coronavirus cases reported every day since the pandemic exploded may, in fact, be low by a lot. A study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that the number of infected people, quote, far exceeds the number of reported cases, end quote, in some sections of the country. The study said that the actual infection rate was up to 13 times higher. Okay, so now let's do the math. We got approximately 146,000 people dead from COVID. And of course, people know that listen to your show and read the Trends Journal and listen to InfoWars that they're making these numbers up because if you had heart attack, you got in a car accident, but you were tested for positive for COVID, then so we'll stay with the
or
fake
even if
stuff.
They presume you had, they presumed for a while, they said we don't have tests. So we're just presuming they've got it, right?
That's correct. That's correct, presumed. All right, so let's go with the fake number, 146,000. They're saying 4 million people in the United States have been infected by it. But the CDC says, no, it's 13 times that.
Mm-hmm.
So 13 times 4 million is 52 million.
Mm-hmm.
52 million... out of 146,000 that died, the survival rate, ladies and gentlemen, and all you moron freak-wearing children of all ages who bow down and take it up from your dictators, the grand total of 99.72% of the people that get the virus recover.
That's right. That's a great way to put it. At the beginning of this, I haven't talked about that stat. That's a great way to put it, Gerald. At the beginning of this, though, I talked about the fact that, hey, look, you know, they are underreporting the denominator so they can get a very high fatality rate here. And now they don't want to talk about the fatality rate. They just want to talk about the cases. But, you know, let's let them have the cases good and hard to show what's really happening with the case fatality rate.
Yeah. Again, and then. The toilet paper record has another thing today about how great in the Northeast they did by wearing masks. These people are such low-life scum. They are so disgusting to what this country represents, freedom and justice. They skew things as prostitutes do so they could put out and get paid for it. No, the reason why the numbers in the Northeast, you slime balls in the New York Times. Hey, how about that place, Massachusetts? Only about 45 miles from me over here. Oh, only 60% of the people that died over there, you moron, imbecile, arrogant freaks, died in nursing homes.
Yeah, that's right.
Over 60%. Oh, over here in New York, what do they have? Oh, they did a great job. 32,000 plus died from the virus. How many died of the virus down in Florida? About 6,000?
Mm-hmm.
How much is the population of Florida? 21 million? Oh, yeah, but it's out of control. The virus came. How many died? Oh, about 6,000. In New York, you're all bowing down to that arrogant dictator Cuomo, and you got over 32,000 dead here because the murderer took people with COVID out of hospitals and putting them in nursing homes. And then that other moron Murphy over there in Jersey, the same thing there. Over 50% of the people that are dying are from nursing homes in the United States.
As the death rates go down, they start rolling out tests and, testing people by the millions. We've tested more people by far than India has, and India's got four times the population. So we're testing everybody. We've got a test that the PCR test, the guy who developed it and got a Nobel Prize for that, so you can't use it for this. But nevertheless, we're going to do that. New York Times back in 2007 said it was an epidemic that didn't exist. Why? Because they used PCR tests back then. And they said the 2005 epidemic was fake. But nevertheless, they go in and they talk about the case fatality rate now. So we're not going to talk about our number of cases. We're not going to talk about people dying. And they put on the masks on everybody, suggest the mask, then they demand the mask, and now they are ramping up the forcing of people with masks. And now we have the campaigns, Gerald, saying that people who push back against that are narcissistic psychopaths. Oh. Is
yeah,
basically
I saw
what
that
they're saying.
In Newsweek, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Look at Newsweek. Here, this is, I just printed this out. This is the latest Trends Journal. 70 plus pages. The Time Magazine and Newsweek are little paper thin pieces of crap. They won't report what we're putting out by the fact they got these narcissistic prostitutes. And remember, girls and boys, prostitutes get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government whoremasters. That's all they are. They're whores. They're prostitutes. By their deeds, you shall know them. Putting out a moronic thing like that. Oh, and last week, the toilet paper record said the people that wear masks are, we're conservatives and we're right wingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the Time and Newsweek, Gerald, I show them periodically on the show. I've got magazines that I saved back from 1979 where both Time and Newsweek were telling us that by the mid-1980s, we're going to be completely out of oil and gas.
Yep.
I mean, these are the people that we're letting shut down our economy now. We really are going to be out of oil and gas if they have their way. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente, and we're going to talk about gold, silver, and is this the end of the fiat currency? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
CNN, USA Today, and other mainstream media fake news outlets came out and said that a new Trump campaign t-shirt that has an American eagle spreading its wings standing on top of an American flag is Nazi. And they had the Soros-funded Snopes groups and others fact-check it and say, yes, now the American flag and, yes, the American eagle are Nazis. No, George Soros that funds Snopes and Media Matters and the rest of them, he's the real Nazi collaborator. But this shirt, I think, is really the perfect campaign shirt. We've made one even better than what Trump's people came up with. Two different versions of it with something even worse. The Betsy Ross flag, our first flag that they also say is racist, even though she was a famous abolitionist. So, these shirts are at InfoWars.com. They're the American Eagle, Betsy Ross flags. Two different designs, guaranteed to spread the word, and, of course, trigger libtard
firearms everywhere. Exercise your First Amendment or lose it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Been on air 26 years, but starting about 24 years ago, I began to get calls from major Hollywood directors, producers, actors. They wanted to meet with me, and they said, "What is your formal education?" And I said, "Well, really, nothing but a few years of college." They said, "Well, how are you one of the best science fiction or cultural writers we've ever heard? The stuff you come up with is just unbelievable. We'd like you to be in movies. We'd like you to write with us. We'd like you to do voiceovers. You're just a renaissance man." And folks know I was in some movies, and Harry Shearer made statements like that and a lot of others. I'm not bragging. And I kept explaining to him, I said, "Do you understand I didn't come up with any of this? I'm reading globalist MIT white papers and futurist documents." And they would just laugh at me and say, "Oh, no way." Then I would give them the documents. They would get very, very scared, you know, the next time I saw them in a few months, and say, "Man, you're right. This is dystopic." Folks, I didn't make any of this up. Okay, it's real. It's real. Affordable Food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
TrendsResearch.com. You can find his excellent Trends Journal. And Gerald had predicted this and had called the breakout point for gold and silver, so we're going to talk about that. But we were talking about what was happening in the lockdown. And you can't escape that as the backdrop for everything, really, that is happening. And clearly, I think, Gerald, when we look at what's happening with gold and silver, and of course the bond markets going into essentially negative rates in terms of real rates, if you look at inflation and so forth, I think this is like so many other issues, whether you're talking about universal basic income or consolidating political and control or surveillance of us. Everything is being, the COVID virus is basically the panacea for enacting all of their agenda in this so-called pandemic. And I think that's clearly behind what's going on right now. I think there's a big move towards a cashless society and everything. I'll talk a little bit about what is happening that you've seen in your area in terms of the effect that it's had on people's directly had on their lives.
Oh, they one place after another is for rent, out of business, gone, closed.
Yeah.
Streets are empty. Streets are empty at night. New York City, it's a totally different place. It's gone. We wrote in the Trends Journal when this broke out, when they blame it on the coronavirus. No, blame it on the dictators that destroyed the governments that destroyed your business. Don't blame it on the virus. Blame it on the politicians that destroyed your business. New York City is a totally different place.
Yeah, you know, they shut down Broadway, right, for at least the rest of the year, probably longer than that. At the very beginning of this lockdown, because New York was, California did it initially, and then like a day later, New York City shut it down. And I played, you probably remember the PSA from Radio Free Europe, where they used to talk about how, yeah, we can beam in how wonderful and free America is. And they had the song Un Broadway. Remember that? They say the midnight lights are bright on Broadway. And it was like this Eastern European version of it, you know, with the Un Broadway. We just always laugh about that as kids. But That's basically what's happened. We've imposed this East German Soviet system lockdown, and the thing that's now gone is Broadway.
Oh, it's gone. I'm telling you, I mean, I'm a New Yorker. I know New York. This place is shut. So we said right away, commercial real estate is going to go way down. And it's happening all over the country. Mm-hmm. Yet people, I cannot tell you how many people I know in businesses that they had five floors in towers and legal people, and now they only have one. Others that are closing out completely. The place is dead. It's dead. And at night, the people are out at night are the people you don't want to be around. I mean, I'm telling you, and I'm a guy, you know, you want to talk about a little over the edge, you know. I'm a Bronx guy, you know. So what I'm saying is you don't even want to be around most of these people.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, you know, they're anything could go down. So now this is from King Cuomo after he locked down the New York and they started reopening it. He stated who state has the highest COVID death rate, blah, 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 blah. This is from the Trends Journal. Predicted in June. You want to talk about a turnaround? This one, my friends, is going to go in the history books.
Yeah, it's going to be in the history books. That's right. That's one thing he said that's right.
Yeah, and you're not my friends. You're not my friend at all. You're a disgusting, evil person that should be in jail for the murders that you've committed and all the dirty deals your government has done, like all the other ones around the country and around the world. Yeah. So, and again, this is not going to go in history books. It's going to go in science fiction books. And again, now, you know what they've done in New York, 31 states. If you, out of 31 states, you're quarantined if you come here for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Forget about, you know, the Commerce Clause that they've used for every excuse under the book. By the way, the Commerce Clause is there to make sure that you don't have these kinds of internal controls. And I said that from the very beginning when you had Florida saying we don't want anybody coming from Louisiana or New York because they were hotbeds, we were told at the time. I said that's wrong. It was wrong when Florida did it, and it's wrong now that Cuomo is doing it for more than half the states. But let's talk a little bit about what's going on with finances. You're talking about commercial real estate. Of course, interest rates are very low, but so are bond rates. So low, as a matter of fact, that Bloomberg is saying that when you put the effects of inflation in, the yield is now minus 1.16%. So you're down in negative rates. They're saying that's one of the reasons why everybody is running to gold now. But I think there's a lot of other factors here. I mean, you know, we got no coins coming from the Federal Reserve. We got every move to push us to cashless. I mean, are we looking at a currency reset here?
Yes. As a matter of fact, it's one of the stories in this Trends Journal, and was one of the covers going back a couple of months ago. From dirty cash to digital trash. And again, you know, you're not allowed to touch dirty money. Oh, you know, there was a study. I got to see if I can find it here. Where the heck is this? They found out that touching credit cards. Here we go. Digital. Touching credit cards is dirtier than touching cash. There was a whole study done on that.
Yeah.
But going back to this, this is why gold prices are going up. They're going up because central banks around the world are printing this digital money backed by nothing and printed on nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see another stimulus program going in the United States. We're going to have over $4 trillion worth of debt just this year. And at the beginning of the year, they would say, oh, my God, we might have $1 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
So the currencies aren't worth anything. And you mentioned about the bonds. So people would go into bonds for safe haven. But now you're losing money when you're going into them. And it's not only in the United States. You have negative yields in Germany and the euro bonds all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And Japan. So gold and silver, you know, I called the gold bull run on June 6th, 2019. Yeah. We did a trend alert. And a month and a half ago, we said time for silver. Silver's increased 60% since I forecast the rise in silver. My belief is that silver is going to rise much more dramatically than gold when gold spikes over $2,000 an ounce, and it's getting close to it.
Wow. Wow. And that's not a bad return, 60% people who are taking your advice on Trends Journal.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not bad at all. And that's just over a couple of months. I mean, that's not even a 60% per annum.
Yeah, and again, you look, when I call the gold bull run, gold was what, $1,132 an ounce. What's it now, about 1870 or something?
Yeah, so I don't know where it is. This morning, it was about $45 off of its previous record high, they were saying in the press.
Yeah, the record high was, my belief, was $1,927.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing what's happening. You know, one of the things, one of these articles, they were talking about Deutsche Bank's top credit strategist. This is a Zero Hedge article. They had a quote from a Deutsche Bank credit strategist saying, quote, "I am a gold bug. Fiat money is a passing fad in the history of money." And that's a really scary thing because, you know, when you talk about what's going to happen to this country when this government, this federal government of both Democrats and Republicans are spending $1 trillion a month. I mean, the OMB was raising the warning flags when we were spending a deficit of $1 trillion in a year. Yeah. Now we're doing that in a month. What happens when this gravy train of helicopter cash goes away and we don't have a fiat currency? We aren't the world's reserve currency anymore.
It's going to be China. You know, China will do anything to take over. The business of China's business, the business of America's war. Look what they, look what both the Republicans and Democrats just passed in the House. What, $700 billion defense budget?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's moronic. It's totally stupid.
It is.
Absolutely. But they're totally stupid. These are the people in charge. And again, people don't realize what imbeciles, psychopaths and freaks that are running our lives.
And when they reset this fiat currency, who's going to be holding all the assets when we go to whatever replaces it, right? Those are the people who are going to be coming in and buying up everything in America, aren't they?
You got it. The bigger's going to get bigger.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, you know, meet your new masters when we reset the currency. They'll be speaking Chinese. Thank you so much, Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com. You can also find him on Twitter at Gerald Celente. And thank you for listening, folks. That's the end of the program.